All right, we are here with TK Johnson, and the reason TK Johnson is here is because he's got an amazing story to tell on what happened on January 6th. So do you want to, TK, do you want to tell us a little bit about first who you are, what you do, before you get into the big news?
Yeah, I can do that. Do I hold the mic?
I got it.
Okay. I was a former lieutenant with the United States Capitol Police on the day of January 6th. Mm-hmm. My job on that day, I was the routine operations commander of the Capitol doing the counting of the electoral votes. That was my job. So I was in charge of the regular routine operations. As we all know, there was an event that occurred on January 6th, and it kind of got a little bit out of hand, if I may say. During that particular event, I figured that we needed to de-escalate the situation. So I made the decision to evacuate the Senate and evacuate the House after that. And the reason why is because I figured that since the members of Congress were the biggest aggravating factor in the building, we needed to get them out to calm the situation down.
Wow.
During that evacuation, I literally begged on the radio, and the radio transmissions are public, so you can hear it. I begged on the radio for assistance and got no assistance from my upper level command, specifically a woman named Yogananda Pittman. And she was the chief, assistant chief of the Capitol Police and the actual chief of the intelligence.
By the way, we just interviewed Ivan Raiklin, and he told me something about that particular person. And for people that are interested, by the way, because you need to hear background information on this particular individual he's talking about, watch the Ivan Raiklin Blood Money episode, because you will understand the significance of, I would say, this individual. I mean, I don't want to get you in trouble. In my words, very corrupt individual.
I'll say it myself. 100% a very corrupt individual. And she was the actual person that caused what occurred on January 6th. A lot of the people in mainstream media, that's what most people watch, they believe that Donald Trump was the cause of what occurred on January 6th. He was not. And we can prove it when after the House decides to do, when they begin to do the real investigation mm-hmm. to what actually occurred, it'll come out.
You think it's going to come out, this stuff, man? You think, like, I know there's a lot of people digging into it. Like, Ivan Raiklin, for example, he's got the names of people who are involved. It's not just like, oh, this mystical thing happened over there. He knows the individuals, what they were put there for, how they've been corrupt. By the way, I'm going to bring up one little thing. This is a little bit of a conspiracy thing, but the person that did the October 1st shooting, oversaw the October 1st shooting in Las Vegas on 2017, was the same individual that was overseeing what happened in Maui. And both of those instances of these crimes or whatever that happened, there's a lot of questions. And what we saw from that particular story is that individuals are moved around in order to do nonsense. And they know when they stick a certain individual, like this Pittman individual, who has been moved around in the past, when you watch the Ivan Raiklin episode, you learn that these are individuals that are purposely put in there because they know that this person is going to do bad stuff, is going to do their bidding. So anyway, I just want to give a little bit of background info so people understand what kind of individuals we're dealing with here.
Yeah, and what you said was perfect, and that is exactly what occurred. You put people in certain positions, and they have a certain effect, and that's what happened on January 6th.
Wow. All right, bro. So, look, you have, like, man, firstly, I know people were threatened. I know people were intimidated. Why are you doing this right now? Aren't you worried that they're going to try to mess with your life?
Well, they already have, but one of the things that I tell people that I was 17 months away from full retirement, but I resigned my position anyway. And the reason being is because I know for a fact that everything that occurred is going to come out at some point. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be on the right side of history. And my pension wasn't important enough for me to remain quiet. Mm-hmm. So I resigned my position so I could speak out here today.
Bro, like, seriously, man, there's not, like, men. Like, we do a show called Where Are the Men, by the way. This could be a Where Are the Men episode because we ask.
Yeah.
We ask the question, why are the men? Why are the men so scared? And you are not scared. You're giving out your pension, man. Why? Why are you like that? Why are other people not like that? Why were other people threatened and they buckled down, but you didn't, sir?
Well, actually, a lot of people, and this is also going to come out, there were a lot of other people that did come out and they spoke and they fought. Maybe they're not as vocal as I am, and maybe some people aren't as persistent as I am because I just keep going. I'm the Energizer Bunny guy. I just keep going and going and going. I just got this thing in me where I just don't stop.
Wow.
Until justice is achieved. And I tell everybody that this, and this is one of the most important people, one of the most important things people need to understand is that justice is first. Accountability is a distant second to justice. And that's what I'm fighting for, justice. I'm not trying to fight for everybody to get punished. I want justice to occur, and that's why I'm fighting.
I got to ask you this, man. So we just interviewed Scott Libedo. Scott Libedo is one of my favorite individuals. I don't know if you know him. He's a New York freedom fighter that has been fighting this nonsense since 1991. He saw it coming because he was in the art world. He saw how they were manipulating the art, pushing communism through art. And 32 years this man's been talking. And I asked him, I'm like, dude, what is it that makes you? And he's been, dude, physically 12 times he's been beat up because of his beliefs. Between 91 and now, 33 years, he's been beat up 12 times. We have a generation here that you send a mean tweet and they buckle down and they're scared. Okay, but Scott Libedo had the fabric within him to keep fighting for 33 years. What is it about you, man, that you identify as the reason why you have courage when others have not?
God.
God.
And that's
you're
the simple
answer. Jesus Christ believer.
100%.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
With absolute certainty. And it was God that got me to this point. It was God that got me through everything I've been through. And my story is long, way too long for this interview. But yes, I've been through a lot and God made me stronger because of it.
Okay, I got to ask you, bro, like I really want to, I got to dig deeper here because I need to know where this is coming from, man. Give us a little bit of that story. We don't have to go into the long version, but give us a little bit of story. What is it that tested you? And I know God is there, but what, tell me a little bit more, man. Your family, what is it that you saw growing up that made you the man you are today?
I would say this, and just to give you the short version, I started out, obviously you can tell that I'm black, and I was raised that black people had to be democratic, black people had to be liberal, and that's what it was. And as I got older, I started to identify more so with Republican conservatives, and I was hiding that because I was ashamed that I didn't want people to know that because I believed something else, and I believed that at that point that because I was changing my my views, I was a sellout, and people would look at me as a sellout. And I did lose friends, you know, but I believe that people should be able to vote for it. People should be able to believe whatever they believe, as long as it doesn't infringe on anybody else. And that's where I'm at. And I just believe that after everything I've been through, it made me a better person and stronger. And I am proud of my views, and I'm going to keep pushing it. And I'm going to keep telling people what I believe in and things that I plan on doing.
Wow. Well, I'm proud of you, bro. Seriously. I really so much respect. I mean, TJ, it's like, I got a TK. I'm sorry. Did I, TK,
yeah.
Oh, it's a TJ over there.
Yeah,
oh, TK.
Well,
TK.
Yes. My middle initial is K. That's not on here.
My bad.
So, and nobody can say my first name, so everybody just calls me TK.
Tariq.
Tariq.
Yes. Tariq.
TK is fine because
TK.
Tomorrow you're going to forget Tariq.
Tariq. You know what? Actually, I have an Indian friend that named Tariq.
You might remember.
Yeah, I might remember. Yeah. But dude, seriously, bro, like, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. Like, you know, you're like a hero right now. You know that, right?
We are.
And it's like, if it wasn't for, we're like little drops in the ocean, man. You know what I mean? And if it wasn't for all the ocean would not be formed. And that's what we're doing right now. All of us are drops in the ocean trying to put this tide back into where it needs to be because we're going to lose our freedoms, man. We're going to lose our freedoms if we let these lies persist. So thank you so much for being honest, sir.
And thank you very much for having me on your show. Thank you.